Well, as always, thanks for everybody getting in touch with our show. The number is available for everyone. It is 888-922-7234. Once again, 888-922-7234. So, we talked about the things that we used to do that you don't do anymore.
Right.
Riding in the back of pickups, drinking from a garden hose, jumping bikes on a sheet of plywood with concrete. These were all part of our childhood, right? Well, the smoking and the non-smoking, just end at the restaurants and the airlines.
I cannot believe you could smoke in an airplane.
Of course you could. And then someone called in to say this.
And I have something that would really blow you away. When I was in nursing school in the 70s, the late 70s, the doctors could smoke at the nurse's station. So there's one for you.
No.
Yo, come on.
Way.
How many times do you still go to a hospital or some area that's medically minded?
Oh, and I see them outside.
You see the doctor smoking.
I do.
Outside.
I do.
Don't roll your eyes like it's unbelievable then. It's unbelievable now.
I know that they're doing that. But in the hospital?
Of course.
There's oxygen. You could like it a light of a thing and there's oxygen there.
Come on. They used to have commercials that say the doctors prefer this blend because it's a smooth menthol
spell. Wow.
Yeah, anyway. Thanks for getting in touch. Yeah, there's we used to do lots of things, right?
Oh, the smoking, though. Wow.
888-922-7234 is how you get in touch with us. Lots more text to get to and also some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
I wonder if those doctors would tell you to not smoke when you went in, though, puffing at the nurse's station.
You know?
So it's spring cleaning time. We know that. And if there is one place you should really declutter, it's your bedroom. Sleep expert and ear, nose, and throat surgeon Dr. Mike Dilks says the bedroom should be, quote, stark and bare.
Yeah.
Just for sleep. That's it. He says take anything out that's a distraction. TVs.
Yep.
People are putting like custom coffee bars now in the, I'm not kidding. Zoom and social media setups.
Yep.
He advocates not spending time in the bedroom during the day. He said just you go in once at night.
We have it set up like that. We just took a bunch of the clutter out. It is just for
then
sleeping.
Why are you so tired all the time?
Well, I may not go to bed on time. That's the problem.
Going to bed at 3
Maybe
o'clock
a
in the
little
morning.
Issue there. But.
So Open Table, the popular restaurant reservations platform, is taking steps to thwart the practice of anonymous reviews. This week it notified diners that their identities would at least soon be partially disclosed. So now, if you plan on leaving a nasty comment, you can't camouflage who you are.
Okay.
Open Table says it'll begin posting diners' first names and profile photos on all reviews starting May 22nd.
That probably will
snap
people out of their anonymous. I mean, this has been the bane of the internet for quite some time.
Well, that's the thing. You can say whatever you want and hide behind anonymity.
You embolden a bunch of people who would never say these things in person to somebody.
Right.
But,
so now at least people will know who you are if you're going to, you know, say it. And you could still say it. Just,
okay.
You know, it's...
And here's my home address. And if you want something to say about it, come see me.
So Martin Scorsese is reportedly reviving his dormant Frank Sinatra biopic, but he still wants Leonardo DiCaprio as Sinatra, and he'd like Jennifer Lawrence to play Ava Gardner.
No.
The film is still waiting to receive approval from Sinatra's daughter, who controls his estate. Tina was not happy with the original pitch. It was a little too hard-hitting. She wants to show the softer side of her dad.
I see. Okay. But DiCaprio?
That's what
Sinatra?
Yeah, I don't necessarily. But, you know, there's prosthetics, and there's makeup departments, I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, the 19th day of April, 2024, day 110 of the year. There are 256 days left in this leap year. Who's got birthdays? Right at the very top. You know, you could be an actor and do hundreds of movies.
Okay.
But you do one memorable role and you'll be stuck with it forever.
Oh, don't tell me. Is this Dumb and Dumber?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
We've already gone to Jeff Daniels' birthday. Today is Tim Curry's birthday.
Oh, Dr. Frankenfurter.
That's right. Rocky Horror Picture Show, but then Clue in hundreds of other films.
Oh, yeah, he was in Clue. Yeah.
And the original Pennywise in the TV version of
It.
He's now 78 years old. One of the Judds, Ashley Judd, is now 56 years old.
Okay.
James Franco is 46. Reality star Joanna Gaines is 46. Kate Hudson is 40. Kate Hudson is 45. Hayden Christensen from Star Wars films, 43. Ali Wong is 42. Former tennis star Maria Sharapova, 37, and Simu Liu is now 35.
He's awesome. I love him.
It happened on this date in history in 1987. The Simpsons made their television debut in the short Good Night the Tracy Ullman Show.
Yes.
And forever born. Till this day, they are still going. It was a tragic day on this date. Another one of those, not great days. In 1989, a gun turret exploded on the USS Iowa, killing 47 sailors. In 1993, the Branch Davidian siege ended. In 1995, this is the Oklahoma City bombing. Mm-hmm. But in good news, in 2021, NASA successfully flew a drone helicopter on Mars, the first powered aircraft to fly on another world.
Cool.
Special events for today, Bicycle Day, Humorous Day. We certainly aim for every day to be Humorous Day. It's Hanging Out Day, Chicken Parmesan Day, Garlic Day, Stress Awareness Day.
Oh, I'm aware.
Keenly aware. The Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day is today. And Rice Ball Day. You have a birthday and a special event. Tell us when it is and we will celebrate with you. Dial this number, 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Let's talk about your pictures here on the Ashley and Brad Show, specifically the ones that are in your backup, hard drives. No. Yeah. None of that. I'm talking about the pictures you've taken that are stored digitally somewhere on a hard drive, an external drive, a network-attached storage, something. Thumb drives. You've got thousands and thousands of pictures that you probably stumbled across. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot I had these pictures.
Right.
So you could say that we have a glut of pictures these days, but it's well worth reminding to go back and look at them again, as I did just a couple of days because I'm trying to rework the home network, and I'm like, I stumbled across troves of pictures like from all these trips, and I'm like,
you need that digital picture frame, you know, that'll just kind of in perpetuity.
Every picture once and still not got through everyone in like 10 years.
I'm sure. I mean, that's how a lot of people like to remember their vacation.
Well, sure, who doesn't?
Right.
But I'm trying to still go with the memory, the memory of the trip. Of what impressions I felt.
Well, which is nice, but I mean, like those little Shutterfly books are always good. And I mean, I know people like they buy themselves T-shirts or coffee cups or, you know, something, a magnet.
A shot glass or two.
To remember. And so I used to do a thing where if I went to like a beach area, I would take a little Ziploc bag of sand. And then when I would get home, I have a little apothecary jar and I would layer the sand so I would know it, and I would label it as to where I went. But I don't get to travel anymore that much, so I don't get to do that. But this lady said, what a great idea for her. She said, in those same shops that sell the shot glasses and the T-shirts and the whatever, almost all of them have a postcard. And she will write on the postcard something, a fun memory of that trip, and then mail it to herself.
That was my father.
What a cute idea that is.
He was always doing that. He'd always send postcards, not just to us, the kids, but on trips, he'd buy postcards. And then send them back to himself.
And then when you got home, you guys had something in the mail. You're like, oh, look, Dad wrote us while we were on vacation.
Exactly.
I think that's adorable.
Yeah.
So how about you guys? What kind of fun way do you remember your vacations?
Here's an idea. Take a picture of yourself in the gift shop.
Yeah, right.
That way you'll have a picture with all the souvenirs.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. The words are assembled for you on our website, ashleybradradio.com. The link will take you to these 200-plus words that we've been doing for over a year now.
A very long time, for
Today's
sure.
word, you would say, probably is one of the newest words we've ever talked about.
Okay.
It is a noun from the 1990s.
What?
Yeah.
Is this like a YOLO?
No.
That's not really a word. It's an acronym.
No. You could say that this is a portmanteau, but this is digerati. Digerati is the word.
Digerati.
Yeah.
Digerati.
How would you spell digerati?
It's not a portmanteau.
Well, you'll find out.
Not like a didgeridoo.
But how would you spell digerati? I would love to know.
Is it like a paparazzi? D-I-D-G-E-R-A-T-T-I. Way off.
It is D-I-G-E-R-A-T-I. Digerati.
Digerati.
Okay, it is, what are the two words?
Well, I'll get to it, but the definition is people with expertise or professional involvement in information technology.
So IT people.
Pretty much. The word comes from a 90s mashup of the words digital and literati, those who were the well-educated in literature. Betty had a complete faith that if she couldn't fix her computer, the company's digerati could.
Okay.
It was hard to pick out
one IT guy.
It was hard to pick out one of the candidates of the many qualified digerati who applied.
You ever heard that word?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never even heard the word.
But I would say, I'm boldly speaking on behalf of myself and others, These were your kids who were in the AV club, probably in high school.
So of the two of us in this room, you are the Ashley Brad Radio's digerati.
Well, baby, you could say.
I can definitely say. Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks to everybody getting in touch with our show. The number is 888-9-AB-RADIO.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are 888-922-7234. Thanks, Greg. Yep, the station wagon with the rear seat that faces backwards. We all rode in them. And then there was that trench between the backwards facing seat and the normal forwards facing seat. And there was a little space between there, and sometimes you'd fit a kid lying in that trench between the seats.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Also,
that was only in a station wagon, though.
It was only in the station. Yeah. Grant also chimed in. Speaking of eating rinds, he must say that he's guilty of eating pork rinds. Hey, you see what he did there? Different kind of rind. Also, Wayne, no selfies in the bathroom, stoplights, department stores, basically anywhere. Let's face it. We see you already. We don't need more. Well put, Wayne, and thanks.
Do you ever try to photobomb someone when you see him taking a selfie?
All the time.
That's my favorite thing to do.
All the time.
I want them to look back at their camera and go, who's that?
I take such pleasure in making a big old goofy face right in the back of them. That is gold, Jerry. Anyway, thanks for everybody getting in touch. 888-922-7234. Here is news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, if you are struggling to find a little me time, you are far from alone. The average American only gets 5 hours of me time in a week. That's just 43 minutes a day.
Huh.
Experts say you need to do several things. First of all, express your needs to your family and or your coworkers. Learn how to say no. Set some boundaries. Take your full lunch break and stay away from screens. I say both TV and on the phone.
Yeah.
So Dr. Pepper wants to enhance this summer with a beverage experience. They are introducing the new Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut and Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar Creamy Coconut.
Okay.
The new drink will still have Dr. Pepper's original 23 flavors, just the addition of the coconut flavor, available only through July. So Time Magazine's annual 100 Most Influential People is out. And this year, each star has a tribute written by one of their colleagues. So some of the names on the list, for instance, Patrick Mahomes, and his tribute was written by Alex Rodriguez. Michael J. Fox's was written by Ryan Reynolds, and so on and so on. They're going to celebrate the 2024 Time 100 list of the most influential people at their summit at the end of this month, and then they're going to film it. The gala will air as a primetime special.
Did we
May
come
12th.
In there on like 98 or 99?
You know, I looked the whole list. I didn't see us anywhere.
Are you sure about that?
Maybe next year.
You may
want
to double check that. I think we might have just snuck in there.
That's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Let's say that you're doing some work at home here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Oh, you are busy at work.
Let me do all these
reports. Let me get these things done that I need to get on the... But wait a second. What's this over here? Wait, something...
I know.
There's a video over here. Wait, I can watch more videos over here?
I think I will.
Meanwhile, 35, 40, 2 hours, 3 hours goes by. And you find yourself going, huh... Maybe working at home isn't the best solution for me. That's hard to stay focused at home working, isn't it?
Well, when you're in your home studio, what distracts you? Because like the other day, I know you were in there playing video games.
Yeah.
And so...
it's a day that ended in Y. So maybe I found myself with little game time.
So is that what distracts you the majority of the time?
Yeah, you could say.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But that's only after I got all my work done, Ashley.
Oh, really?
Only after then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they said, do you consider yourself a super focused person? Like, if you've got to get something done.
Yeah. Okay. Super focused is a little different from single-minded.
Right. I agree.
Because if I'm doing a project, specifically if I'm building something or cleaning something or a computer, yes, I do get very... into it to make sure that I carry it out to full completion.
Okay.
And that's why oftentimes I don't start something Because I know,
you can't complete it.
Right. And I know I don't want to do it half now and half.
Any half projects around your house that are like, I didn't quite complete that.
I wouldn't say that. But again, that's what it's. I just wish I had unlimited time to get these things done.
Of course.
So.
Well, and being focused is kind of a skill that can keep you on track. And with my ADHD, I'll start to do something and then I'll see something else. And then I'll spend 20 minutes on that. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, and then I got this. And then I'll spend 20 minutes on that. And it's frustrating.
Attention deficit. Hey, donuts!
Exactly. So they said ways to stay a little bit more focused that don't tolerate distraction.
Okay.
So when you're in there and you're doing something and you see something, you're like, oh, yeah, I got to do this too. Don't let your mind go there.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, you know what? I'll get to that, or make a list of, oh, I've got to complete that. But stay focused on what you're doing.
Okay.
So try not to multitask, which is hard.
All right.
I mean, when the kids were growing up, there was no way not to.
Well, that's what, when they're out of the house in school, obviously there's some time to get some stuff done.
For sure.
But once they get home, then it's just the homework and the dinner and all that stuff. So.
And they said, you've got to get enough sleep. We get it.
Yeah.
Complete the project at hand, which we get it. And you have to be able to handle resistance. So as you're doing something, you know, walls are going to pop up. Things are going to happen. You're like, oh, I got to get around this, through it, over, whatever.
Right.
So don't let that block you.
Okay.
And, of course, don't spread yourself too thinly.
Okay.
Because then you'll net. Yeah. If you've got 11 projects going on, that's kind of hard to really stay focused.
Or I physically have to turn off the computer. Don't even let it be a possible distraction.
Right. Because then that video game's like, hello.
Exactly. Remember me over here? Remember the fun we used to have?
Ashley and Brad.
There are two kinds of people in the world, he said here on the Ashley and Brad Show. There are those that when they're working, they prefer to have some background. In fact, they love to go to a coffee place and sit inside. There's people. There's bustling. They can do their work at the food court at the mall.
Sure can. You can do your work anywhere.
And then other people are like, shh, don't say a word.
Were you the person that went to the library in college?
I tried that once.
That was too quiet for me.
And I went down in the stacks, which is like the really deep underground part of the library.
Okay.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah,
it was too quiet. I was like, ooh, this is it's too quiet.
Well, so my girlfriend's
daughter something in the background.
Is speaking of college, filling out a college application, and they're trying to figure out which dorms.
Yeah.
And there's one that's like a silent dorm.
Mm.
Like that's for the students that don't want any noise. And then the other ones that are like, oh yeah, I don't mind noise or whatever.
Okay.
But when you study or when you're doing something or cooking or whatever, do you like to do those things in silence or do you like some kind of noise?
If I'm working in the garage, fixing, tooling, I don't know, building, I always like to have my tunes on.
Yeah, me too.
I've got a giant remote speaker that I can turn it on and just dig out to the... So, yeah, I always usually have some soundtrack of something
going
on.
But is it music?
Yeah.
Or is it TV show? Because, see, my problem is I'll put on, like, something. I'll have the Golden Girls in the background. And I've seen every episode 900 times, but then I'll turn around and start to watch it a little bit.
Why would you do that knowing that it's going to be a distraction?
Well, that's the thing.
Why not just music?
And I do music sometimes, but the question was, what's your go-to background noise? You said it's always tunes.
Yeah, always music.
Sometimes tunes, but sometimes shows. And sometimes I'll put like cooking shows on.
No, I don't. I can't do that. I can't make TV a background anything. If it's on, I'm going to be watching it.
I have a tendency to try to do that.
So,
but what about you guys? Are you doing background noise? Do you put us on for background noise?
No, we've been background noise for quite some time.
What's your background noise?
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program, and you can play along. This is the classic television game show of Password, where we will have each other try and guess these secret passwords by giving one-word clues at a time. And through the magic of radio, you, the listener, will hear that secret password we're trying to give. And then if you want to play along, just turn down your radio when we say the secret password. And then we're supposed to figure out what it is. You've seen the show. It's been around 1,000 years. You know how it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is our first word. Listener, turn down the speaker if you don't want to hear this.
The password is history.
Okay. Let's go with past.
Future.
Study.
Past study.
Uh-huh.
Archaeology.
No, good guess. Time.
past study of time. Anthropology?
Events?
Past study time events.
Yeah. You're circling it.
Is it some kind of apology?
No.
It's not some kind of apology.
No. Yeah, I think maybe you're overthinking, but go ahead and give me a guess for this.
Past study time events.
Yeah. Past study time events. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Retro.
Subject. Maybe this will help.
Oh, it's a school subject? History.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
Wow. I thought the first three or four would have helped. But...
Well, you'd think a lot of things with my yeah, brain, well, but you'd be wrong.
Sometimes, yes. Okay.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
The password is toddler.
Child.
Kindergarten. No?
Okay. No. Small.
Child, small, baby.
No. I think this is one word. Troublemaker.
Child, small, troublemaker. You as a girl. That's 100% correct. Whether it's the word you want or not, that's my guess.
Also, as an adult.
If we could get your father on form of seance, he'd die.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So,
he would confirm that.
Yeah, not that. Child, small, troublemaker?
Mm-hmm.
Bully.
No. A youngster.
Child, small, troublemaker, youngster.
Troublemaker's your biggest tip there.
But... Okay. Brat.
Oh, they are. Yes, but that's not the right answer. I think this might be one word as well. I hope it might be a hyphenated word, but preschooler.
Okay. Child, small, troublemaker, preschooler.
Youngster.
Youngster.
Troublemaker's your biggest.
Is it? Really?
Mm-hmm. Think of the kids. Think of the troublemaker ones.
Well, that's why I said bully and brats were the ones.
No, not like that kind of troublemaker.
Dennis the Menace.
Age.
Age. Child, small, troublemaker, age.
Preschooler.
Preschooler.
Come on! You've had a couple. I've had
you
a couple.
You keep emphasizing the troublemaker, so that's why I keep going to bully and...
Because it's the age.
The age.
All
not,
of these things
not
describe...
Newborn. It's not newborn, no. Obviously. It's no. not adolescent.
No.
Not, okay.
Young. Preschool.
Younger than that. Okay.
So go through the stages again. I'll give you a little leeway.
Okay. Newborn. Infant.
No.
Cruiser. Toddler.
Yes.
Toddler.
Yeah.
On behalf of all toddlers, I take offense that you say they're all troublemakers.
I don't say they were
don't
all.
Don't you say so, Ken? Yes. They disagree.
Of course they do. They're toddlers.
Toddlers say they're all tall, Ashley. That's so insensitive of you.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, John, for getting in touch with the Ashley and Brad Show. Y'all were talking about if we eat the orange peel or not.
Mm-hmm.
I do eat it because I like the taste of them.
They're so bitter, I
think.
He's
been eating peels since he was a little kid.
Now, I wonder if it's just oranges or if it's any citrus fruit.
I don't know, but that's...
It's an acquired taste.
It sure is. It's just, like you said, it's a little bitter for me. But anyway, thanks for one of the folks chiming in, and you can too. 888-922-7234. Thanks, Francis. He's in the market for a new or slightly used radio with an antenna, so he can get our show a little clearer.
Nice.
So
let's send him some tinfoil and a metal hat.
I think that we can help that. Thanks, Francis, for getting in touch, as you always do. 888-9-AB-RADIO. Here's some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, it is spring cleaning time, and there's actually one place you really should focus on and declutter, your bedroom. The rest of the house can be a wreck, but when you go to sleep, it should be calm and serene. Sleep expert and ear, nose, and throat surgeon Dr. Mike Dilks said the bedrooms should be, quote, stark and bare.
Yeah.
He said that's the best environment for sleep. Dr. Dilks recommends removing any unnecessary distractions like TVs, custom coffee bars, Zoom or social media setups. He also advocates not spending a lot of time in the bedroom during the day. I don't know that I could get rid of the TV.
I agree. I don't like hanging out in the bedroom during the daytime.
I really don't. A TV in my bedroom at night.
See? Then put it somewhere else. Hang out in the living room, but don't put a TV in your bedroom.
I watch TV out there, but at night, it's like I like noise.
You're going against what the doctor just said to do, just for the record.
Well, it's not the first time I've not taken a doctor's advice. So Red Lobster is considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
What?
Reports, yeah. But it's Chapter 11. So this is the kind where you can restructure.
Restructure.
And that's what they're saying. The chain needs to restructure its debt, renegotiate their leases, shed some long-term ones. They've got over 600 locations across the U.S.
So don't say goodbye to those Cheddar Bay biscuits
Not yet.
I see.
So Paramount has released a trailer for Transformers 1, the animated prequel starring the voices of Chris Hemsworth as a young Optimus Prime, Brian Tyree Henry as D-16 before he became Megatron. It also stars Scarlett Johansson, Lawrence Fishburne, John Hamm, and Keegan-Michael Key. Transformers 1 is set for a release in theaters September 20th.
Hmm.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and I would like to call this meeting to order.
Okay.
Of all of those of us who wear an actual analog wristwatch.
There's two of you.
What's that? Well, where is everybody?
Yeah, right?
Well, as I've said before, I was in a room of people. Someone said, what time it is? I immediately shout out the answer.
And everyone was looking for their
phone. Everyone was fumbling for their phone.
That's exactly right.
I'm just like, what a world. But anyway, I wear a wristwatch.
Yes, you do.
And not many people do, unless it's one of those tracker heartbeat monitor things.
That's mine. I got a smartwatch.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, unless they're doing like the high-end collectible ones that they'll wear, wristwatches were supposed to be, quote, on their way out like 15 years ago because a lot of this technology was coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, that's not going to be.
It's never going to go
away. So it's interesting because they came up with a list back in April of 2009. There was a tech blog and they said these gadgets going to be out.
Uh-huh.
And wristwatches were on them.
I'm sure it was. Well, I'm proving them wrong. So, I'm standing my ground, sister.
Now, floppy disks, they're mostly gone, but you would be surprised at some of the corporations that actually rely on these for their IT stuff because they just haven't upgraded yet because to do an entire system would just cost a fortune.
And it's not cloud-based, so it's a very physical thing
right.
you can hold on to and tangibly, secure.
Dial-up internet access. They were like, a couple of years, this is going to be gone. Did you know that there's about a quarter of a million Americans that still use dial-up?
Well, maybe in the farthest remote places.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
I think so.
Landline phones, they said, those are going to be out because that's around the time iPhone came out. They were like, nope, everyone's...
No.
And most
we
people
still have
I know...
Landline. Although it's internet-based, but still, it's a landline, meaning it's a home phone.
So it's a VoIP.
Yeah,
system.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's not the old twisted copper wire, I can tell you that.
Now, beepers, they said there's still a handful, like doctors still use beepers. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought they would just page them on their phones.
Okay.
Film cameras.
Oh, yeah.
They said just like the LP, they're kind of making a comeback. See, mine's digital. I mean, I have all my cards,
my wife's father was a photographer, and we inherited all of his lenses and everything.
But do you use them, or are they just on a shelf somewhere?
My wife does more than I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They also said typewriters.
Well, let's get Tom Hanks on the phone.
I was just going to say, those mostly are gone. There's a couple of hobbyist Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And then they said DVDs. A lot of people are not only, you still have their collection of them, they buy new ones. I know this sounds silly. I didn't know you could still buy them. I thought everything was digital now.
Well, no, they're still out there. Just, you can still find CDs to buy, too. I would like to call this order of all those DVD owners and wristwatch owners.
That's you.
That's me.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome into the Ashley and Brad Show, everybody. It's the
Ashley and Brad
Show.
Woo!
Thank
right.
you. And there are several things that we like to say this show is.
It's like our slogan, right?
Right. It's our mission statement, say.
Okay.
We are the show that is not political, not divisive.
No.
We don't do anything that's blue or inappropriate material that kids couldn't listen to. Although,
we see everything that's going on. We read the stories. Yeah. We just don't talk about it on the show. We just don't.
Right. There are lots of things. I look at the world around me and go, boy, if this were a different kind of show, I would love
sure
to spend
would.
A few hours discussing it. However,
sure you would.
This is not that show. But if you could make the world a better place without devolving into what we were first talking about.
Exactly.
What kinds of things would you do?
You know, that's a really interesting question because I think there are a lot of things that can be done free. And by that, I mean volunteering. And I mean on a bigger sense. Like every, okay. I think everybody in every community should have to, you know, kind of volunteer their time doing different things.
Yeah.
And you would learn different things. We would all kind of make our skill sets bigger. If everybody had to volunteer, you know, 10 hours a month in the community doing different things. Because I was reading this thing about, you know, college kids, when they get out of college, you know, they expect a lot of things. But if if they started to volunteer and kind of paid it forward to somebody else, I think that's a great way. A lot of us have learned things through life. And I think if we can then teach others, but then I think it also teaches them accountability on showing up. You know, if you don't show up, how does that impact everybody else?
Yeah.
So I think volunteering in lots of different kinds of things, in a restaurant, in retail, in your community, in your, you know, lots of things. What do you think?
I definitely agree. I have seen other countries do it similarly, where they have their youth volunteer to be in their military.
I've seen that too.
Right out of high school, to which I'm like, not a bad idea. It gives them a sense of structure and a whole host of things that
That's
I think perhaps our youth could be in need of.
A lot of the Nordic countries do a lot of volunteering and giving back. Just all the gardening and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Not bad ideas, all of them.
And what about you? What would you do if you could make the world a better place?
Let us know at 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program. You get to play along. It's time to count it off. 1, 2, 3. We're going to play the drum intro game.
Oh, I like this
Once again, you wanted to be a drummer, but it is not ladylike,
That's
said
what my
your mother.
Mother said. I know.
So I will play for you introductions for songs from songs that you know.
And these are intros.
Yeah,
okay.
This is always the beginning of songs. I would say maybe of all of these, they got five.
All right.
You should know these. I'm not going to say any more than that.
Okay.
Let's start with, I think, an easy one. What song is this? A little hi-hat work here.
Yeah. It's the Eagles. It's Henley.
The Eagles? No.
It's Henley, right?
Don Henley. Yeah. Yes. And the song
is... Boys of Summer.
Is correct. Yeah. Look at that. Boys of Summer. Right. How about this song? Short, but you'll get it.
It's the R.E.M. song. I just don't remember the name of it.
Well, that is the name of the game, isn't it?
I know.
This is where it's humorous. Because,
not for me.
Well, it is to me. Because you're supposed to know the
and
name
he goes,
of the song. Right.
I can't remember. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, see? You'll eventually get there.
Well, maybe not.
What song is this?
It's the Pretenders. Yeah.
Down. I immediately want to break into the guitar. But that's a different game. But what's what song is this based on that drum intro?
I know what it is.
You say that, but
no,
then...
No, but clearly I know it. I was singing along. Okay, I just don't remember the name. But, well, I just don't remember the name. It's not Brass and Pocket.
It's not Brass Pocket, but you need to...
Right. But you know I know it because...
Title is the name of the game. We need the name of the song.
And she goes, in the song. I can't remember the name. So
Song's
there we go.
40 plus years old.
I can't remember the name.
Middle of the Road.
Yeah, okay.
Middle of the Road.
Okay, all right.
What's this?
It's the Rolling Stones.
Yes, it is.
And I've seen them in concert, but it's come on, Charlie, help me out here.
Charlie Watts, come on, working that cowbell,
more cowbell, please. I can't. It's not coming to me. Like I know the song, I just can't think of the name.
I met a ginseng barroom queen in Memphis. Right. Okay. You're saying it. Yeah, what is it?
What does he say? It's a something kind of woman. It's a
honky tonk woman.
Yes.
What do you mean? Yes. Honky-tonk. I just gave you the title.
I know, but I was there. Like I get right there, and I just you know what?
You can't imagine how frustrating this game is
for me.
For me.
For me.
For me. Finally, this.
Walk Like an Egyptian, the Bengals.
See, okay, that, now, how do you rattle that
know,
one off?
I don't
And then a song
know.
That's 60 years old, you go, I know it, but I don't
I
know.
I just didn't remember the name. You know what? Leave me alone.
Okay.
You know what? Just leave me alone.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks to everybody who gets in touch with our show. Yeah, Sage, we got your message. I'll make sure to pass that along to the program director about the musical choices. He leaves occasional messages.
Nothing to do with that, by the way. Yeah, that is not
that
our
ain't
wheelhouse.
Our department, Sage. No. But I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for getting in touch. 888-922-7234. And everybody else, also want to give you the email address. That's also available. Use that. It is ab@ashleybradradio.com. You can send pictures like Grant does of his artwork and everything to that address. ab@ashleybradradio. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, are you struggling to find a little me time in your life? Well, you're far from alone because the average American only gets 5 hours of me time in an entire week. That's just 43 minutes a day. So experts say there's a few things that you can do to help yourself with that. Express your needs to your family and or your coworkers. Learn how to say no. Set some boundaries. Take your full lunch break. A lot of people eat during their lunch and don't really take some time.
Mm.
Take the time.
Okay.
And stay away from some screens, both phone and TV. So McDonald's has just added 2 new chicken sandwiches to their menu lineup with the Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy and the Bacon Cajun Ranch Deluxe McCrispy. You can find them both at participating locations nationwide for a limited time.
How's that marketing pitch going? Okay, here's the name of our new sandwich, the Bacon Crispy Ranch Chipotle McNugget Tasty. What? What
it's
are you going to say when you go up to the kiosk?
You're going to be there for a while.
Well, that's just it. You don't even have to say the name anymore.
Right.
You just go to the kiosk. And
right?
Wow.
So Netflix has announced a new docuseries about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders called America's Sweethearts. It follows the 2023-2024 Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders squad through the NFL season, the whole season, from auditions to training camp to the end of the season. It is scheduled to premiere this summer. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Katie. I saw your text into the show here at 888-922-7234. All the things we mentioned in the normal days gone by.
Mm-hmm.
She remembers drinking out of the hose on hot days. The nuns had permission to, quote, discipline any of them anytime they saw fit.
Uh-oh.
And so on and so on. There's so much. How about refusing to let a teenage daughter going out of the house looking maybe inappropriate?
Yeah.
Going off to the job, getting reprimanded for saying bad words in public instead of putting them in day-to-day vernacular. Yeah, she
but who didn't
in.
Leave the house with an extra set of clothes when your parents were strict like that?
Because I know wouldn't I know did. Anything about that, Ashley. What are you talking about?
I don't know anything
you
about
did?
It. I don't know anything about it either.
Wow. Two different worlds right here.
My dad
right
was
here.
Really strict.
I've heard that. Anyway, that would also include riding taxi cabs. I mean, that's a thing gone by.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's really doing that anymore.
They do, but it's switched.
It's an Uber.
Now
it's not a taxi cab.
Now there's ride sharing.
Well, right. So it's a different thing, but still some things remain the same.
Right. Well, like the stuff you leave behind in a taxi or an Uber.
Yeah.
So the taxis do their list every year, as does Uber. And I mean, you would imagine the commonly forgotten things, headphones, wallets, cell phones.
Prostheses.
Their luggage. Well, so that's the funny thing, is they did the most unique things.
Yeah.
So you know the stuff you expect. They
right.
said, first of all, the people in Miami, the most forgetful.
Really?
They're leaving stuff all day long.
Okay.
Like, well, and this is interesting because it's a twofer. The guy left hot sauce and a breathalyzer. So I'm not quite sure what the combination there is.
He knew enough to take the Uber, so that's good for him.
I guess so.
I mean,
and was he trying to throw off the breathalyzer with the hot sauce?
Maybe.
I don't know. So a jar of oysters.
Okay. Right. He better have been taking that Uber with a month of R in its
You got
name.
A frontal hair toupee.
Okay.
A fake butt, like those butt those insertion things you can put in your
Okay.
And a WWE championship
belt.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Maybe the Hulkster was down in Miami, South Florida. Ric Flair was there. I don't know.
Ashley and Brad.
Ashley Page, Brad Abril, and the doorbell can only mean...
Can you
It's the spinners showing up to tell us it's game time here on the show.
Okay.
As we get to play a game, it's kind of a version of something we've done a couple times, but I find this interesting. See if you can decipher what these movies are by just a three-word description.
Ooh. Okay.
And they're so, I mean, they're so spot on. It's like, oh, yeah, it's hard not to tell what this movie is. These are comedies, so that's your pretty big hint right there.
All right, well, that's going to help me.
So immediately, if I just say golf course chaos, you say...
Caddyshack.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. These are so easy.
Brilliant movie.
And these were, by the way, this is thanks to our digital assistant, Geneva.
Yes.
These are artificial intelligence created.
You got
it.
Yeah.
So I asked you didn't even come up with these.
I said, Geneva,
yes?
Could you give me three words definitions for a bunch of movies?
You are correct.
And she did.
Got
so
it.
These are all of her creation.
Okay. So if it goes wrong, you're blaming her.
Exactly.
Yes. how about this one? Musical car chase. That one was brilliant.
Musical car chase?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast and the Furious?
No. Musical car. Well, chases,
musical.
You could say. Musical
cars?
Car chases. No. No.
Talladega Nights?
Geneva, I thought this was spot on.
That's right, Brad.
Yeah.
Musical car chases. I don't understand
on
that.
On their way to Chicago.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No. To pay off the orphanage from the big benefit concert that they just threw.
Oh.
Musical car chases.
The Blues Brothers.
Yes, the Blues Brothers,
musical
of course.
Musical car chases.
Yeah. What, did you ever see the movie?
Of course, I've seen it a bunch of times.
Okay, then. It's a bunch of car chases on their way to get the money to the orphanage.
I know, but the musical threw me out. Okay, whatever.
Everybody's singing in the movie. What do you mean musical? There's Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin.
I wouldn't call it a musical.
People are singing throughout the whole film.
Okay, good for them.
Whatever. Paranormal comedy adventure.
Ghostbusters?
Yes. Hilarious in-flight chaos.
Airplane.
Investigative journalist antics.
Oh, Fletch.
Yes.
Of course.
Social experiment swaps.
Social experiment swaps.
Yeah.
It's a comedy?
Oh, it sure is.
Have I seen it?
You've seen it 100 times. Social experiment swaps. That last word right there is... the very title of
what
the film, you could say.
Social
experiment swaps.
Oh, I know what it is. Trading Places.
Trading Places.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Two more. Detroit cop comedy.
Blues Brothers.
No. That's Chicago. Detroit cop comedy. The title of the film is three words. You could actually say those. It describes the film quite well. But Detroit cop comedy, he's from Detroit. But he's not...
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
Exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Uh-huh. And then finally, Time Looped Redemption.
Groundhog Day.
Is correct.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you interesting tidbits of information that take place today on the 19th of April, which is today is National Garlic Day.
Oh, I love garlic. Are you one of those people that are like, there's never too much garlic in a dish?
Well, I like garlic.
I love a garlic.
But my wife loves a garlic.
That's how I'm, you're like your wife. I love it. You can put it on anything.
She does.
This bulbous flowering plant has been around actually since the ancient Egyptians. They used to use it as currency.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as, you've probably heard this before, the stinking rose.
Yes.
And it's a member of the lily family, which includes things like onions and leeks and shallots. And here's the thing. A lot of people don't like it or think they don't like it because of when they eat it raw, it's really pungent.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a lot of ways to cook it. You can
roast it.
You can make it sweet and you can roast or caramelize it. It makes it much softer.
Right.
You can make it buttery and savory from sautéing it, or you can do like me and eat it any way it comes. But it's multifaceted. It's loaded with health and medicinal properties. So even if you think you don't like it, try it in a different way.
I'm not kidding you. She uses it as a raw poultice to like put on wounds and things that literally heals it in
medicinal. My grandfather used to eat an actual clove every day.
Yeah,
I don't know that I could do that,
yeah.
But it's good stuff.
Ashley and Brad.